And I think things are better off that we're out here.
Getting back to Green for a minute. What is likely to set him off? If we go into the Lana situation, fine. What else? Is he bitter about not being able to earn a living? Was there any fights at home? Were there any fights between your mother and he, which would trigger something to get him really hot and excited? Or is he the kind of person who didn't get hot and excited, he just got mad and that was it, he'd walk out of the room, slam the door?
Yeah, that's him. And he'd go for days without speaking to me, for days.
Well, he wouldn't speak to Willie, you know.
And he just sit.
No, I think what Dick is trying to get at is what triggered these things, what caused them.
Exactly.
I don't know what caused them.
I think it's mostly most of the times that he really got triggered off was over Daddy. That there's a couple of times when he really got mad, you know.
Would you say he was jealous of your father?
I'm not an authority.
No, I'm asking you just from what your observations are. Would you say that, in other words, if I said to him, asked him a question, I said, well, now, Green, did you feel that you should have been as successful as Alan? Would this be likely to stir up a little emotion on his part?
Well, it happened to me many times in the theater when I made him stage manager to make sure, after all, I'm running 27 acts on and off a stage six times a day. I must have somebody to be able to do it. And many is the occasion that he made remarks that came back to me that, hey, man, they made fun of him backstage. They used to call him my son-in-law. And you say, man, your son-in-law can't stand your guts, man. You ordered him around, and he's not used to being ordered around like that, and he's not going to take this. He used to go to the saloon next door and get stoned between shows and tell all the colored talent. I was like, niggers, right to their face, you know. And these guys, you know, these are people who work in New York, and, you know, they'll look at him and they'll take it, but they know what he is.
Did he use the word nigger?
Nigger, yeah. And, you know, and that's what he called them. And he used to run them on and off the stage for their pals. He used to, one group, the Cleftons in particular, he beat them for a week in the New York Paramount. Get on there, niggas! Get off there, niggas! Get out there and take your pound, niggas! And they took it for a week, and they came to me finally. I said, Mr. Free, can't take it. I said, then take care of him. So, one day, he ordered, niggas, get out there! Get your pal! Get out there, niggas! You know, you black people! And they turned around and they used two very choice words, all in unison, right to his birthday. That was it.
Where is he originally from, North Carolina?
Burlington.
Did he ever go to college?
No.
Funny one. No! Did he ever go to college? It's a great question. I don't think he finished high school.
His brother, I don't know, his brother's a success. I think his brother's a nice guy.
What does his brother do?
He's works in the pathology department at Duke University.
What is his brother's name?
Bill Green.
Does he have any other family down there?
Right at the moment, his father is there.
What's his father's name?
Tom.
What is S.T. Green's first name, Lance?
Shirley. Whenever I played that record, he used to get mad.
There was a record called Shirley. He used to blow his cork. And they played it in the house, a rock and roll record. I think this
did anybody know that his name was Shirley?
He knew that I knew it.
Did he ever use the name Shirley?
Well, his mother did. His mother was a wonderful person.
Mother's dead.
Did he ever spend nights away from home, in other words, disappear for a day or two?
The only time I remember that is when we lived in Connecticut. I know that he wasn't there some nights. I think it was when he was, you know, working for Daddy and the shows. He never came home then. And he